Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I don't know if I like it, man.
Great.
I guess. I mean, you've been here for the most part. Halftime!
Halftime of what?
United States and Panama.
And the score is?
1-1. 1-1-1-1-1. 1-1-1.
No one's winning, no one's losing.
No, but at least people scored, and that's one of the people that things that I always complained about.
That is true. At least there
nobody
was
nobody scored.
There was a score, so that is important. And just a second,
the Nuggets are losing.
They were winning when we stepped at when we let.
Yeah,
the
and then, well, that must have been it. That must have been it. We went outside to hang out for a little bit, and all of a sudden the universe changed.
That was fast. That really was fast because they were up by like 4 or 5.
And it's now they're what, down what?
I don't know. I'm going to see here in just a second.
Nurkic has 17.6 rebounds on 6 of 9 shooting. He's
Nurkic is killing it. Oh, down by 4. So it's 56-52 with about 4 minutes left in the second period. And the Nuggets just...
Well, listen. You know, if you're Nurkic, I mean, this is definitely a revenge game because he was drafted highly by the Nuggets. And it just happened that Jokic came out of nowhere. And I'm sure that he doesn't always feel like he got the best shot. Which maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but...
He pouted.
He did pout.
And that's never good.
And this is the whole thing. So, and this goes back to kind of the Kaepernick thing, and I want, you know, the Kaepernick no one wants to, and this is about Cutler, and this is about kind of a lot of things, okay? There's a lot of things that people want to say why certain people don't have and do have jobs, whether it's, you know, patriotism or religion or any of these always things. And you know what it always comes down to a lot of times?
Attitude.
Attitude and talent.
And I will give you this.
If you have the talent to overcome your attitude, then you'll play. But if you don't have the attitude, then you'll never be great.
So I will give that to you with Cutler because he has all the talent in the world, but I think his attitude is terrible. But with Kaepernick,
I think his teammates
loved him, and they voted him a captain, and they said he was great last year, even though he didn't play.
I understand, but I think that he, the year before that, was a bit of a powder. So this goes back to before, when he lost the job to Gabbert the first time, to Tom Sula, who was then fired, and then Chip Kelly comes in, and that's when all the stuff happened, way before he decided he wanted to start kneeling, and he was actually being benched then. And he didn't take it very well.
I think sometimes you have to look at coaches. I mean, let's look at Houston. Houston has another Patriot reject coach, and they have not been able to figure out a quarterback situation down there. And I honestly do not believe that the problem last year was that Osweiler couldn't do the job. I think you had a coach in O'Reilly who clearly did not like Osweiler, didn't trust him, and made it very difficult for Osweiler to do a good job as the quarterback down there. Riley is a bad coach.
Do you know what I feel like happened? And this is kind of on that, but I feel like that Elway sort of felt like he had everything in hand last year. You know, he was going to wait, you know, and I think that he thought that, you know, Brock was going to be okay with waiting around and could do that and that he would get everything done. And I think that he was going to treat him good, and I think that he wasn't going to get the $36 million, whatever, but he was probably going to get somewhere around $24 guaranteed on a $60-something million quarterback. And I think that he would have been really good here, and we probably would have won 12 to 14 games again. We probably would have – I don't know if we would have gone to the Super Bowl, you know. But
we would have been in the playoffs.
We would have been in the playoffs, and we probably would have had a home game or two.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That is a mistake that Elway made.
Well, I think he got blindsided by because Houston kind of just came in and just offered the deal without even meeting him, without anything else. So I think that this whole, my personal opinion on this whole Romo thing,
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go.
Oh, jeez.
And he plays football, Tony Romo. T-O-N-Y, Romo. Tony Romo. He says he wants to play QB, and he likes to pass. His name is Romo. His name, Romo, Romo. Oh, oh, Tony Romo. Okay, so here's what happened. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, they knew that Houston was not happy with Brock. And then all of a sudden, and they kind of got in this kind of this bidding war through the media or by be a proxy with Houston about who was going to get the who was going to get Tony Romo. And so what happened was is that Houston basically listened to what was going on in the papers and got rid of Brock Osweiler, sent him away. And they freed up some. They freed up that $36 million.
They
or at
gave
least,
up a second round pick just to get rid of him.
They gave up a second round just to get rid of him. And now, but now they're in a spot where they need a quarterback. And I think Elway is just like going like, like making them screw up there so that they have to go spend. Because what's going to happen then is that they'll let everything settle out. And you know what? If it becomes that Romo goes there, there's a good possibility that Kaepernick would come to the Broncos. But he's not. You know. But they just have to see where everything fits out. I think there's a good opportunity. I'm telling this you this right now
okay.
that I think there is a very good chance. There is a very good chance. I wouldn't say very good. I would say good chance.
Okay.
That, once the Romo thing happens, there's a good chance that Kaepernick may show up with the Broncos.
Okay, so that would be great. I would love that because I actually do think that Kaepernick still has some talent, and I think he is the teammates that he was with. Loved him, and I think he'd be a good teammate here.
Well, here's the other thing. Okay, the Broncos already have gone through kneeling because Brandon Marshall did it.
Yeah,
Brandon
they
Marshall,
don't care about that.
Brandon Marshall, who was a teammate of of Kaepernick's at Nevada, you know, knelt. And you know what? After about the first six games, I noticed that I was going to the bathroom one time. I had to go to the bathroom one time, and I was sitting there, and I heard the national anthem. Goes, am I doing a much better job of honoring the national anthem by sitting here, you know, dropping a bomb? You know, as someone who's, you know, kneeling, I mean, that's what I can't really, you know, I can't really, I mean, seriously.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I don't think the Broncos care about the kneeling stuff. In fact, I don't think most.
No, but I think, but I do believe them when they say they're comfortable. I don't say that they're highly comfortable with their quarterback situation, but they have reiterated from the players meetings and today and yesterday that they are comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
They are comfortable with their quarterback.
Do you believe that? I believe they believe
it. I believe they're comfortable. But see, comfortable, C is for comfortable, man. I mean, if you're like grading on a curve, C is comfortable. A, B, C, D, E, F. C, comfortable.
That's like is Houston saying, oh, no, we're going to be just fine with Savage as our quarterback.
No, just fine is not, comfortable is, okay, we are comfortable, but we're not good.
Yeah.
And we're certainly not happy, but we're not disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Well, you're not
we
them.
Need, well, and that's what scares me is they should know more about football and what it takes to win a championship than I do. But I think I can sit here and objectively say the Denver Broncos are never going to win a playoff game with Trevor Siemian. And who knows how well Captain Morgan's going to pan out.
They already won a Super Bowl with Trevor Siemian.
Not with him playing.
Well, you didn't say with him playing. You
okay,
just said.
Fair enough. He got a ring. Yay. Good for him. He didn't do anything.
Well, keep him healthy and let's go win another one. That's all I'm saying.
He can't stay healthy. He can't.
We'll see.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.